Hello, it's Christine. I'm sitting with Bob Butterworth and his friend Willie, and I'm just hoping that Willie doesn't do any snoring. He's been doing quite a bit of snoring so far. Can you explain, Bob, who Willie is, please?
Oh, Willie is Wilson, my guide dog, who is the brains of the partnership. And at the moment, he's flat out and snoring on the settee.
Quite oblivious to everything, really. As long as he doesn't snore.
Just as well.
So the snoring is not human. And Bob's got a passion for doing the same thing that I absolutely used to love. Really loved it. So go on, Bob, what are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about skiing for the blind. And as you say, that's a passion of mine. It's also rank stupidity, some people might say, but I always was a bit of an adrenaline junkie for the Geronimo moments, but there we go.
But when you ski and you fall, it's lovely because you're falling into something soft. Aren't you? Wet, fair enough, but so how long have you been doing this skiing? Did you start at school or what?
I went skiing first to Aviemore at school, with school. I went a couple of times
we better explain, Aviemore is skiing in Scotland.
Yes.
And you get Scottish weather, don't you?
Yes.
Winds, high winds.
I mean, this is back in the, I would think, the 60s, and things were a bit primitive in those days up to now. But, yeah, and then I never thought about it again. And then I suppose I got into my late 50s, and I thought, why not? So I've been going every year since.
And to enable you to ski... Because when you can't see, you've no idea what's coming up. You said you had two systems. You said you had a pilot, but now you're using free. Just tell us what this pilot.
Well, a pilot is a bar that goes out. You hold out in your hands, in front of you, and it's connected to a skier behind by two poles, one that runs either side. And the guy who can steer you by adjusting the pole that you're holding onto, and you react to it. But after I had a rather serious crash, where we got our messages a bit crossed last year, and I woke up in the hospital the next day. I decided I'd not compromise other people's holidays, and this year I took the step to literally a leap in the dark to ski by myself, being guided by voice from behind, and I absolutely loved it. It was really a bit like being set free. So that's what I'm going to do from now on, and I shall do it hopefully as long as I possibly can.
But when you're skiing, Bob,
mm-hmm.
the hillside isn't like a motorway or anything like that, is it?
No.
There's all sorts of bumps and things, and as a sighted skier, they're tricky. They are tricky. How do you go on?
Well, I try and stay as loose as possible, and obviously react. I mean, you do catch edges and you do get caught out.
This is at the edges of your skis.
Yes,
it overbalances
and
you,
it takes
it?
You away.
Yeah.
But, I mean, everybody falls over. Even the most expert skiers fall. But it's good fun. I try not to take it too seriously.
But haven't you been going skiing for... Well, since 2010 or something like that, isn't
yes,
it?
Yeah. Yes.
So that's a good 6 years.
A week, a year, yes.
Yes, yeah. And do you know the people that you're going with? You know, how do you get together with people who are able to guide you? What's the process there?
Well, originally I got in touch with the RNIB, and they put me onto a company called Vitalize. And I went on an organised skiing holiday with Vitalize. And while we were on holiday, they announced that they weren't going to do it anymore. So all the guides that were all volunteers decided that they'd keep it going under their own auspices. And I've been going with these people every year since. And so we go as a group of friends, and I meet up at the airport at Manchester, and off we go.
And did you say that there's somebody from Chester? And
yes, I mean there's people. We fly from we meet up in France, but I mean there'll be a section going from Manchester. Most people fly from Gatwick. Sometimes there's people go from Birmingham, and we all meet up at the resort. Now don't ask me what the resort is where I'm going, because I tend not to bother. I just turn up at the appointed time.
And you meet fellow blind people, don't you?
Yes, absolutely, yes. I mean, I shall meet up with a guy called Nige Hughes from Wrexham, and we've gone skiing together ever since I started. But I mean, he's a far better skier than me. I mean, there are some really, really good blind skiers.
Mm-hmm. And how do the French authorities react? Because they're rather precious about keeping the French people employed in their ski schools and things like that.
Yeah, as long as we're not receiving formal tuition, they're quite happy for the guides to guide us. And to be quite honest, we've never had a problem. I've never had a problem with people. I mean, I've skied into the occasional person, but they've all seemed to take it in good heart that I've flattened them. But
and you mentioned some really top-notch resorts that you've skied at. Mm. They're not the little tiddly-pom ones, they're really good ones, aren't they?
Well, it's treachery. That's what it is. It's absolute treachery, because I think I can deal with a blue category slope and
well,
that's
it. We better explain that the slopes are in order of difficulty.
Yes.
And it starts off with a lovely, lovely green runs.
Yes.
That are like a stroll in the park. It's just lovely. Then you go through to green to blue.
Yes.
And you cruise the blues. That's the expression. Yeah. You cruise. And they're a little bit more tricky. It's got some dodgy parts on it, but because you're on a normal hillside. Then you've got the red ones that are for teenagers, really. You know, good technical things. And then you get the black ones, which are just silly.
Yes, they really are. You know, they come, the black diamond skiers that come past you like Concorde. It's just, they're amazing.
I don't like doing black ones because they're so steep that you down them before you've really started to enjoy the skiing. It's just a...
Yes, I mean, it's a case of it's too difficult to enjoy.
Yes, absolutely. Some of them are, yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, I was very insistent on staying on blues, and, you know, I would not go up. And then I got to the bottom of this, and they said, how did you find that? And I said, oh, it weren't so bad. And he said, well, you've done your first red. So, so that's just, you know... That's the type of person you get guiding you.
Yeah, and when you said you were 50 something when you went back to ski, How did the muscles react?
Complainingly. I mean, I think the first two or three days, I mean, I did a lot of squats and stuff like that to try and get thin, but I mean, I did spend the odd hour or two in a hot bath afterwards, trying to lever myself, but being as stiff as a board, yeah.
And have you got your own ski boots? 'Cause they're...
No. I don't bother. I got all my ski gear, but boots, skis, helmet, I just hire them. And of course, because there's 30 odd of us, we get a very, very good deal from the ski shop. So there's really no incentive to be carrying great big heavy ski boots all over the place.
And of course, you've never experienced bliss unless you've taken a pair of ski boots
off. Yes. Yeah. They're not the most. You definitely won't be able to tap dance in them.
They're great clunking things, but they do protect your ankles.
Because
I started off with my uncle, and we were more or less on wooden planks.
Yeah.
And of course, you broke your ankle, didn't you? You know, it's this was over on the moors above Littleborough, where the wind turbines are now. We used to ski up there on these wooden planks, many, and no bindings.
With the straps going round.
With the straps going round, yes.
Oh dear.
The straps that look like springs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nightmare.
Yeah. Happy days. Right, so you're off fairly soon, I hear. What's this next trip? What are you doing?
Well, I'm going somewhere in France. I'm not too sure of the resort, but we're going skiing again at the end of January.
This is January 2018.
Yes, and we shall have hopefully a great week's skiing, and then I come back, and then the following week I'm off to Dubai for a contrast. So The intention is, 1 week I'm going to be skiing down a ski slope on snow, and the week after I'm going to try and ski down a sand dune in the desert.
A sand dune in the desert?
Yes. Apparently you can ski or snowboard down them. So that's another one off the bucket list.
I mean, how does the sand work? No, right. Listen, this is another phase in our talk. I think I'm going to have to come back in the new year.
I'll tell you which is easy to fall over on when I speak to you again.
Oh, smashing! Right, thank you, Bob, for that. That's been lovely, as you've gathered. Skiing is a passion of mine. I absolutely love it. And Willie, still fast asleep on my jacket over there. And he hasn't snored at all, has he?
Well, you tell me. You'll probably make up for it when you're gone.
Bye-bye from Christine.
Bye-bye from Bob.
Bye-bye.